This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The former president's case heading to the high court. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Trump's legal team argues he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office, and Trump is seeking to dismiss the federal indictment.
The Arizona House of Representatives has passed a bill to repeal a Civil War era abortion law. State Democrats have successfully advanced a bill that would eliminate the 1864 law, which had banned nearly all abortions. The legislation now proceeds to the state Senate, where it is expected to be approved early next month. TikTok announces plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban down the road. President Biden signed a bill into law Wednesday that sets the stage for banning TikTok if its Chinese parent company ByteDance does not sell it.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Shou Chu, a video posted on TikTok. The social media company has successfully challenged laws in the past, including blocking a Montana law that sought to ban it statewide. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered that any dairy cows that are transported across state lines must be tested for bird flu. In March, an outbreak of the bird flu was found in herds of dairy cows for the first time. And just this week, fragments of the virus were found in pasteurized milk. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer applauds lawmakers for coming together on tens of billions in new foreign aid spending this week.
We tell our allies, we will stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, we will do everything to defend democracy and our way of life.
The bill includes security aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, a lion's share going to Ukraine to help it defend in its war against Russia's invasion. Airlines will soon be required to provide refunds for canceled and significantly delayed flights. The Department of Transportation announcing new rules Wednesday that mandate automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Additionally, refunds for checked bag fees will be mandatory if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new rules. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced this week by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salaried employees to qualify for overtime. The department estimates that an additional 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule takes effect in January. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
You know, when you have so much of the country, debatable, 40, 50%, up to 50, I think, if you, depending if your thumb's on the scale or not, that like the policies of this Democratic Party and Joe Biden, you know, the fact that we're paying more taxes, paying more for gas, the way the government is running. I mean, you look at the polls, and the polls demonstrate that America is waking up to the reality that this is nuts. But regardless, Joe Biden doesn't see that. He sees all that he's doing is some sort of, you know, inferred mandate based on the polls that they're ginning up and telling him. So, you know, it makes you wonder, okay, what is the truth here? I mean, are people not, I mean, I can't imagine even 50% of the Democratic Party that they're benefiting, even though it's a party thing and, you know, they say, hey, we're, you know, we're leading the way and look what we're doing to Trump and the rest of those conservatives and those, you know, establishments of faith and Christianity. You know, we're really putting it to them. And meanwhile, like us, you know, the cost of living has gone up and they're paying, you know, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200 more a month. And, you know, for the same thing they got previously. So it's like, it's not like somebody just dropped a, you know, a Tesla in your driveway and said, hey, Merry Christmas. And, you know, and you got something for that Tesla in your driveway, because you're paying, you know, $1,100, $1,200 more a month. No, you got bupkis. And as if that's not bad enough, then you got Joe Biden out there saying, hey, look it, we're having so much fun here, folks. I'm going to tax you all the more. The American for Tax Reform's Vice President of Communications joins us right now, and he's going to sort all this out. John Karch, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Okay, so how does this make sense? I mean, he's pulverizing the middle class. We went from being energy independent to energy dependent. He's drained the 50%+ of our strategic oil preserve for the sake of votes. He has, raised the budget to about $35 trillion, again, for the sake of votes. Not because of policy, not because it was going to help us out, but only so that the Democrats, the apparatchik of the power mongers of the Democratic Party would hold on to the levers of control, right?
Indeed. And Biden has said that if he wins a second term, he has a long list of tax increases he's ready to unleash on the country, $5 trillion worth of tax increases. And then yesterday, this was big news. He, in a speech, in a campaign speech, said, if I win a second term, he said, I'm going to make sure the Trump tax cuts die. He said, I'm going to make sure they stay expired and dead forever if I'm reelected. That's an exact quote from Joe Biden. What that means is if the Trump tax cuts were to expire under his watch, that's an across-the-board income tax increase for everybody. okay, right across the board. It's taking away the child tax credit, half of it. It's small and mid-sized business tax hikes. Death tax comes back from a pre-Trump era. Mm-hmm. And on and on. And we have 1.6% growth that came out today from the government, the official number for the first quarter. And now Biden says he's going to pile on $5 trillion in tax increases of his own and then let the Trump tax cuts die. How the heck is that going to help with jobs and growth?
Well, they're not interested in growth. I mean, remember Barack Obama, when Obama was exiting stage left, what was his comment about growth? He says, you know, Donald Trump's talking, you know, 3-4% possibly. He laughed. He said, the guy's a joke. He didn't know what he's talking about. You know, he'd be lucky to get 2%. This is, you know, pretty much baked in the cake. That was Barack Obama's vision and understanding of growth in America. And Joe Biden has picked up on that idea as well. I mean, and it seems to be the case because, see, the deal is it's all about the growth of government. And you grow government at the expense of everything else. So if you're growing government, especially what he's talking about, $5 trillion in new taxes, oh, jeez. I mean, forget it. So small business, I mean, this is all going to be so compromised, and now we're going to be back to where it was with Obama once again, and that is where you've got manufacturing, you've got businesses here in America that started in America. They're going to exit stage left. I mean, these new businesses are, you know, Hispanics are developing and that. They're not going to put up with this because, you know, most business people, if not 99%, are fair-minded. You know, they want a fair shot to win, a fair shot to have, you know, the ability to be successful, to provide for their families, to provide for their employees. And when you have Regulation Nation taken over and think they know better, John, there's no history that you can sit there and say, man, you know what? Thank God Joe Biden's in office. My business is doing so much better. I mean, unless you're really tied to the government and, you know, and you're doing all those squirrely things that bureaucrats do. But outside of that, you know, if you're the backbone of industry here in America, and you're a small to medium business, you're working your tail off. And what you're doing constantly is you're dodging regulations, and you're navigating around the interference of this government. So it's going to get to the point where it gets untenable, and I think, you know, you're following me here, is that people are going to go, you know, I'm talking to a lot of my Hispanic business people, and they're going, hey, you know, hey, mijo, we're starting to look, you know, we're starting to look elsewhere, seeing if there's something else here, because the way this thing is going, you know, we've been warned about this. This is out of control.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned Obama with his comments about growth. Obama was asked when he was president about, hey, you know, the capital gains tax shouldn't be. He didn't want to cut the capital gains tax because he said, yes, it'll help growth. He said, but if we cut it, he said, but it's not. He goes, I don't think it's fair. I want to stick it to certain people who work really hard. And if you look at Biden's budget, this is his formally proposed 2025 budget. So this is what he's going to do if he wins. He wants a top capital gains and dividends rate of 44.6%. That's the federal rate. Now you have to add the state rate directly on top of that.
Exactly.
You live in California, the top rate is going to be 59% because you have to add the state rate. New York, New Jersey, Illinois, all above 50%. That's a tax on the American dream. You work for 30, 40 years to build up a business, husband and wife, and they go to sell it and retire. And the government's going to take an enormous chunk of it if Biden has his say.
And blue states are already getting clobbered. I mean, even the people in blue states, U-Haul is just moving their forces, you know, to the exits of blue states as they're, you know, don't even stand at the boundaries or at the state line of New York. You're going to get run over from all the U-Hauls leaving Dodge. You know, people are fed up with this stuff. And, you know, how do you get reelected with that kind of, you know, that kind of vision for America?
It's a contrast on tax that's never been more clear in this election. Trump has said we're going to make the Trump tax cuts permanent, and then we're going to cut taxes a little more. Biden, we're going to do $5 trillion in tax increases, and I'm going to kill the Trump tax cuts and put an across-the-board income tax hike on everybody. That's the difference right now.
And he's hoping that the silver bullet of abortion is what carries the day for them, that somehow, you know, like the kids supporting Palestine right now, they're just so emotional that they're not even going to think about the effect that it has, you know, long term, or what other you know, aspects of our life does it affect? It's just an emotional issue, and he's hoping that that's what people respond to. That's all I can figure.
He prefers you not think about inflation or his high taxes.
Exactly. John Karch, got to go to break. We got more from John after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chinese companies have flooded our country with illegal disposable vapes in youth-appealing flavors. Here's former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowske.
Weak enforcement has enabled Chinese vape companies to flood store shelves with dangerous illegal vapes. We need federal officials to stop illegal vapes from entering the U.S., and we need local and state enforcement to take them off the shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return, but are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's John Karch. He is Americans for Tax Reform's Vice President of Communications. Amazing, the arrogancy. And I guess maybe he's counting, and I'm talking about Joe Biden, counting on people have a short memory. Because it is astounding to me that after 4 years of winning, of a winning, you know, 4 winning seasons with Donald Trump, You know, forget about, this isn't a party thing. I mean, it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's just a people. The American people were winning for 4 years. And all of a sudden, it's like the American people says, you know what, we don't want that quarterback winning games anymore. You know, we're sick. We're sick of the same old guy winning. So let's just do something real crazy. Let's pick a loser. Let's pick a loser to create all kinds of pain and suffering for us, because somehow maybe we bought into this this movement. John, help me out here. Maybe we bought into this movement that America is undeserving. You know, we don't deserve to be successful. You know, we didn't work hard enough. You know, it was all handed to us. And that, you know, what the Obamas and, you know, Valerie Jarrett and the Marxists have been telling us, maybe they're right and we deserve to suffer. Is that what happened?
Well, Biden has the same worldview, of course, as President Obama did. And Biden has really never, as an adult, he's really never had a real job. I mean, he's been in Washington for 50 years. He really despises people who work for themselves. He despises businesses really of all sizes, small, medium, large. And his proof that he likes to say, he's like, I'm a capitalist. And because there's a lot of corporations with their paperwork headquartered in Delaware, my home state. Like, okay, right. That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
When it comes to people working hard for decades and building something, he despises those. He despises people, men and women who do that. And it shows up in his tax policy. And
right.
All these tax increases that he has in mind, he is going to enforce those to a level of beyond. We're talking fishing expedition audits here of small and mid-sized businesses over the next several years if he's reelected. 80,000 IRS agents, you know what that's going to mean for hardworking small businesses.
Right. Well, the only thing, the good thing is about 80,000 IRS agents, they'll do the job of, you know, maybe 30,000 IRS agents. Because it's just the way a bureaucracy works. It's not like they're going to go out there in a rush. There's no question there's going to be an insurgency. But on the other hand, I think realistically, look at it. These are government operatives. You know, people that don't even show up for work, that, you know, they're just happy to stay home. They feel entitled because they're part of the bureaucratic class, like Joe Biden, like you said. We can be thankful in some sense that there's such a mediocre environment. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And it's a good point about working from home with IRS agents. The IRS chief testified to Congress that his goal is to get more than 50% of his workers back into an actual physical office. And he was called out recently in front of Congress because if you have your ID stolen and the IRS plays a role in helping you fix that, they're supposed to anyway, it is taking an average of 2 years to solve ID theft cases through the IRS. That means some of these are taking 3-4 years. There's under no scenario should it take 2 years to solve this problem. And it's because if you do work at the IRS and you're in charge of this detailed focused case work, and it doesn't really happen when people are at home watching The Price is Right, you know, looking up on their phone every once in a while for if the boss, you know, calls. So this is real ramifications of the things the IRS is supposed to do, you know, in terms of helping you out with ID theft. They're not doing that. But meanwhile, they're going to have plenty of time to harass people who are making things happen in the country, building up a business and flooding you, you know, imposing huge amounts of paperwork on you for everything. So he just doesn't understand anything in the private sector. That's the problem with Biden.
Well, yeah, and like you said, I mean, this illusion that, oh, it's Lunchbox Joe. Come on, give me a break. And you said it exactly. I mean, when you profile Joe Biden, what you see is someone who has been entitled. I mean, the guy graduates at the bottom of his class, tells everybody he's at the top of his class. He doesn't know up from down. I mean, even Bob Gates, in working with him, wrote a book and detailed that Joe Biden, when it came to foreign policy, hadn't gotten anything right. Well, he's still batting 1,000%. Even as president, he hasn't gotten anything right, you know, from Afghanistan and the meddling that he's doing in Israel and even his, lack of leadership in dealing with what's happening on the campuses today. I mean, Ronald Reagan stepped up and nipped it in the butt, you know, but Joe Biden, he's in la-la land. He doesn't even know the difference between Haifa and Rafa, and he's commenting on issues of importance there in the Middle East and Israel and trying to dictate to them how they should conduct a campaign after being attacked. This is insane. I mean, at every turn, I just feel that, we've got the people got a bum rap here. In fact, John, I don't know if I told you the story, but, when I was in Hawaii with the kids, grandkids, we're sitting there and we thought, let's put Lion King on. And so we're watching Lion King and all of a sudden it hit me and I go, oh my God, that's right. We got Scar. That's who the president is. We got Scar. You know, Pride Rock has been invaded by the incompetent, mediocre, Peter Principle figure of Joe Biden taking over this country. And even I think John Kennedy said, he says, you know, even in the animal species, they don't pick and follow the weakest animal in the group. I mean, they pick the alpha male, and Joe Biden is so far from that. Forget about all the policies and everything else, and you can talk about his mental incapacity and disturbances that even, a special prosecutor had to cite and say, you know, hey, look, I can't even take him to court because a reasonable jury, of course, that's a reasonable jury for Joe Biden. We can't find a reasonable jury for Donald Trump, but yet a reasonable jury would not convict Joe Biden because he's mentally unstable.
Well, then you may have seen him on video where he said he's speaking in a campaign rally and he says 4 more years and then he says pause. He's reading off the teleprompter. He's supposed to stop talking, but he didn't even know what was happening right. when he said that. And you know, you mentioned JFK. It's interesting. You think about how far left the Democrats have gone. When JFK, in the 62 up and through 63, was pushing very aggressively for across-the-board income tax cuts because he knew the U.S. had gotten non-competitive with the rest of the world. He wanted to cut the capital gains tax. Right. And so you look at what – and of course, that eventually happened in 1964. His tax cuts were signed into law. Well, a lot has changed since then. The Democrats – you don't see Democrats interested in cutting taxes anymore at all. And, at least JFK had an appreciation for people who are out there working hard. Biden has absolutely no appreciation for it and wants to punish people who work hard because, he's been in a cocoon his whole life.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, he represents, he's the poster child for the bureaucracy that they believe that they know better. That's why Ronald Reagan said, the worst thing you want to hear is I'm from the government. I'm here to help. They don't. They get in the way. And any kind of, anybody has any moxie or IQ of what a chief executive officer is all about is, they're sensitive to these things. They know about business. JFK knew about business. I mean, it was common sense. Hey, look, you've got to empower your labor force and manufacturing and your GDP. Because that's what smart CEOs do. But then you get dumb ones that come along that supposedly are smart, like Barack Obama, who takes, $500 million of the people's money, invests it into Solyndra, and champions that, photo ops, all that good stuff, high fives, thinking, oh, I'm so great, we're doing all this great stuff for green energy and everything. And then he allows the Chinese to come in and supplant the people's investment.
That's right.
It's like you are so incompetent. Stay at Martha's Vineyard. Okay. John Karch, thank you. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestine protests at the University of Texas campus in Austin, resulting in nearly 24 arrests so far. University police have reportedly called for help from the Texas Department of Public Safety with the support of Governor Greg Abbott. There have been suspicions raised about off-campus agitators causing protest crowds to become more angry and violent. The Supreme Court hears arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's immunity claim against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Trump's legal team argues that he should have absolute immunity from prosecution for official acts while in office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, businesses are realizing the tremendous business potential of AI, especially when it comes to furthering innovation and enhancing consumer experiences. However, the ability to derive value from AI securely and completely can be daunting. There are unique concerns from industry to industry that must be considered, particularly around data management and workload placement. From risk mitigation to security and compliance requirements, enterprise must care for their most vital asset, which is their data. The IBM Fellow CTO for Cloud Security, Dr. Nataraj Nagaratnam, is with us right now. Raj, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about, all that you're doing here, because organizations that are using AI to enhance the customer experience, you're going to tell us how they're doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. As we hear so many headlines around AI and especially generative AI, The most common use case is around these customer experience, because imagine, like last week I had to go to multiple websites, talk to people at the bank and so on to even get some information about interest rates or credit card or make some decisions. But the world is coming to a place where you can have these chatbots, conversational AI assistants which has all that information. It has information about the bank or the airlines for that matter, and about you, right, in the context of what you're conversing, so that it can give you the delightful customer experience that you can interact as if you're talking to another human being, right?
Yes.
What NatWest, which is a large bank in the UK, and Ireland is doing with IBM technology.
Wow. This is incredible. How exciting the way this technology is evolving. Raj, I got to feel like you must be trying to, you know, hang on to a tiger by the tail here a little bit, huh?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating time. And at the same time, every challenge is an opportunity for us.
Without a doubt. Well, what do these organizations need to take into account when deploying AI?
Yeah, when we talk about deploying AI, like these conversational agents, there are two things I would say that businesses need to think about. Number one, to converse, you need a brain, right? So think about these models, what are called large language models that are powering these AI, especially Gen AI. And one of the most important decisions that customers need to do, the business need to do, is when they choose these models. How do you choose your drink or food? We are looking at the back and looking at the nutrition label to say, what does it contain? Where did it come from? Who manufactured it? What carbs and calories, all of the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Similarly, when you choose these models, they can look at the nutrition label of these models and look at who created it, how much data went into it, what was it trained on, so that you can choose the right model for the right purpose. That's the first important decision to make. Next, brain without form is nothing, right? You need to put a form around it, applications and data that you feed in to interact with your customer. And when you do that, which data do you send? How do you secure it? How do you deliver that experience so that AI assistant can be fair, trusted, transparent, and secure are the things to be considered.
Exactly. What exactly is the role of the cloud in deploying AI and securing the data associated with AI that you're talking about here, Dr. Raj?
Yeah, great question. Data is everywhere, and businesses are hybrid. IBM is the first company that said the world is going hybrid, and we proved it right. Right now, businesses have their applications and data on-premise in their data centers or in a private cloud or a public cloud. And when you bring them together, now when you think of AI, AI is all about the data. So you can bring AI anywhere. That's our promise, and therefore, AI can run on IBM on a hybrid cloud, as well as it gets fueled by AI, so that depending on how businesses want to leverage it, they can take advantage of it.
Right. Well, we're talking with Dr. Raj, an IBM fellow, CTO for cloud security. Dr. Raj is technology and business executive focused on designing and delivering innovative security solutions. Dr. Raj, what do businesses need to consider when it comes to keeping customer data secured and maintaining compliance?
Great question. So if we kind of think about ourselves when we put valuables in a locker or a bank or wherever, we think about how secure it is, how do you protect it, who holds the keys, right? So similarly, when data is placed in a cloud or a hybrid cloud, customers need to ensure how is it protected, who has access to it, and who holds the keys. We at IBM provide the best of breed technology all the way from chip to cloud to make sure that customers are assured with the highest level of security that they control the data and the keys. That's one part of it.
Right.
But the other side is you can protect all you want. We all know, looking at the headlines, that it is a huge task to stay compliant or stay secure. So how do you continuously monitor and how do you continuously stay compliant is the other part of the equation, and we provide technology so that they can be at peace and focus on building applications.
Well, Dr. Raj, to hear you explain this, I mean, there's no doubt that organizations and the tech industry at large are at this incredible inflection point in how to best responsibly deploy AI in their businesses and throughout their workloads. And IBM has been leading the way in this responsible and critical time, right?
You absolutely, you bet. You used a very important word there, Bill, responsibility.
Right.
Because trust and associated responsibility is core of any interaction Of course. So when a customer interacts with an organization, a bank or an airline or a health provider, they have a level of trust. And those businesses, in turn, need to have a trusted partner. And that's what we do from an IBM, providing these technologies that secure the data, secure the AI, and build trust transparent AI for customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and sometimes you hear people talk and try to understand what's going on, you know, when they talk about the cloud, Dr. Raj. I imagine sometimes, it is a little bit of a challenge, and especially for some of the old school businesses, to get their brain around the idea that it's out there in the cloud, whatever that means. You know, sometimes it seems so ethereal, right?
Exactly. And that's where we play an important part to help them understand, so that we make it easier for them. We bake in security and compliance into our hybrid cloud platform and make these AI tools available in a way that they focus on how they want to enable the business and worry less about all the nuts and bolts on how to secure it. We make it possible that they can leverage easily. It's all about developer experience in the end and the customer experience in the end.
Exactly. Dr. Raj, should consumers feel confident that their data is secure in the cloud?
They should. I mean, cloud has definitely evolved. And like our IBM cloud, we provide the best technology with highest level of security and compliance. Now, it's a question of the businesses, they take advantage of it. They can readily adopt it. Therefore, when consumers, they continue need to trust who they trust. Right? They are not going to put in a mom and pop shop bank in the street and put their money in it. So that level of trust and decision when they make, those businesses can confidently use cloud as well with clouds like from IBM.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Naharaj Nagaratnam. He is the IBM Fellow CTO for Cloud Security. He's a technology and business executive focused on designing and delivering innovative security solutions. As we wrap things up, Dr. Raj, explain to our listeners where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Oh, sure. They can go to ibm.com/cloud. For more information about AI, cloud, and various other use cases.
Well, Dr. Raj, thank you so much for the information. This is awesome. Appreciate the time. Take care, sir.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Bill.
Fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have one of my favorite people of all time, Dr. Ted Baer from MovieGuide.org. Dr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well because every time I talk to you, it means that life is getting better.
Oh, that is so good. You're such a blessing to me. I got to tell you, I am excited to talk about the movie that's coming out this week, which happens to be coming out officially on the anniversary date of the two primary characters of the movie, Mom and Dad of Unsung Hero, right?
Yes, and I didn't see you at the big opening in Nashville, but it was a great event, and
yes.
Many of the people that had come to the Movie Guide Awards Gala was there, and they kept saying, you should be on the red carpet. But I enjoyed interviewing him, and you can see the interviews at MovieGuide.org. And I love the movie. I'm sure you've seen it, and you love it. And the movie is really about his mother, their mother. You know, of course, it's a powerful movie. It's all about the Smallbone family. What a great name. And I've known him for maybe 15 years. I mean, Rebecca.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, Rebecca James, came into my office with David to, and so I could have been included in the movie as one of those characters they went to ask about her career. Anyway, if you've seen the movie, it's about them. You know, David is an entrepreneur. He's putting on music festivals in Australia. The music festivals fail. I'm not going to tell you who it is that fails the most, but it has to break the contract. Everybody's angry at him. Nobody will work with him. He comes to America to get a fresh start, and still nobody will work with him. Mm-hmm. And it's about his father and several other people said, you know, your music team is your family.
Right.
And eventually he discovers that, you know, that the family is the wonderful people in his life that's made a difference. And when one of the great music producers in Nashville hears his daughter, they give her a different name. They fall in love with her singing. Her singing becomes great. And so it's just a powerful story.
Yeah, it's amazing how this all comes together. I mean, you love these redemption stories, and as Luke and Joel have expressed, the two brothers known as King and Country, that the story was so personal, and what captures your heart is the depth of the vulnerability and how personal they communicate the story, right, Ted?
Well, I don't know whether you... I told everybody at the big, after party, including my friend Andy Irwin, who's been a friend for years, who says we've mm-hmm. helped him. His first place, it's a very straight-ahead, good movie. It's done, mm-hmm. and Kevin Downs has done a great job, all the producing team. And it wasn't just the singers on King and Country, because one brother is a videographer and another brother is a sound person. They're all teamed up to do this. But the heart of the movie is the mother, because the mother, you know, like my wife who passed 2 years ago on May 5th, was the person who had wisdom. She kept David in line. She gave him a renewed faith. She was the one. And truthfully, you think the unsung hero is about the father, but everybody told me at the big opening that it was really about the mother. And Daisy Betts does such a beautiful job.
Yes.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of saw it both ways. I see this as just in time for Mother's Day. There's no doubt. Mothers are going to relate to this. The boys always talk about their mother. But, you know, this is what happens in a marriage. You compliment one another. And the mother came alongside the husband. I mean, here it is. The husband's worked his tail off. He accomplished a lot in Australia, had built up his business, and then, God had a different plan for him. And she had the faith and the strength to, you know, kind of hold it together as her husband, you know, goes through, as David Smallbone goes through an identity crisis. But this is really, it's about family. It's about mom. It's about dad. It's about marriage. There's so much packed into this story that you can take away that's so cool. And I like the reminder, because this is something that Joel often says at the concerts, which is from Mother Teresa, as you know. It says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family, right?
Yeah, and the family is wonderful. And I got to talk to David a lot there after all these years, and he does credit Helen. Helen, he had a period of time that he was just comatose. He wouldn't get out of bed. He was so depressed by all of his failure. So you need that unsung hero in your life. And Lily's gone to heaven to be with Jesus, he needed her. But I questioned, Jesus, why didn't you leave her here? I need her. especially when I don't do as well as I should on, the Bill Martinez show.
Well, but I'm sure she continues to be an inspiration to you and to us vicariously. You know, the stories that you share about Lily and though she may not be with you directly, she's in with you in a very powerful spiritual way that only people, like yourself, have experienced, and only you can identify it. And it's hard to describe. I mean, when I talk with other people who have gone through a similar experience, Ted, it's hard to express, but they always feel like they're there. They're there with them. You know, it's kind of like, George and Gracie, right? George was without Gracie, but he always felt Gracie was nearby. It's just interesting. The way God's designed us.
You know, there's a couple of things about George Burns, since we always go down these wonderful rabbit trails. One, when he was dying, a good friend of mine, Ken Wales, who's passed, one of my best friends, was with George Burns quite often toward the end, and George kept asking about Jesus, which is quite incredible. Mm-hmm. And George, of course, made a lot of funny jokes. And when he was on Johnny Carson, I think Johnny said, how many cigars have you had? He said, 8. How many do you smoke a day? He said, about 20. He said, well, what does your doctor say? And George said, he's dead. And George said, when I die, I want, Gracie to be buried above me, because she should get top billing. I think that's great. He loved her.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Let's talk Bluey, another review that you have at movieguide.org.
We've done a lot of reviews of Bluey, and it's an Australian show, and it was done by, here we're talking about the Smallbone family and King and Country. It's Australia is not the place you expect to find all this talent. They're Christians. They put a lot of good values in each show. They expose a lot of bad values that you shouldn't do. So this Ghost Basket and The Sign are just fabulous episodes of Bluey. And in fact, the last episode was the biggest they've ever had. And I think Disney should take a hint that these Queensland, Australia programs are doing so well because they're so traditional. You know, everything about them, the bandit, the father, you know, and taking care of the kids. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful story.
Right.
You can read the whole review at movieguide.org. I'm not going to read it to you, but it's something that should change your heart, because if Disney would learn that you can make traditional characters with traditional values with king and country and all the rest of it, it does better, because that's what people want.
Well, time and again, I mean, look what's happening. Also, I want to direct you to Candace Cameron Bure, an article there, you know, praying for Hollywood during the Movie Guide Awards. You know, more and more people are realizing, like you say, Ted, I mean, you honor God, God honors you. And
well, you've got to go. Everybody who's listening has to go to movieguide.org, look up Candace Cameron Bure's prayer. She's praying for all these executives. We had the top people from Amazon, the top people from Netflix. Deals were made, you know, it was typical Hollywood, Oscar, only Christian. And the revival there and the prayer and the people coming out and talking about their faith and talking about the miracles in their life. And these are things that, you know, I hear all the time that people tell me, well, Hollywood is beyond redemption. Well, it's being redeemed. We've seen a lot of changes, and I could go on and on and on about the people whose lives have been changed, and I feel very blessed. And Candace summarized that in her prayer, which is absolutely beautiful. And if you understand these are Hollywood people, and she's praying for all specifically to know Jesus Christ, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be delivered, I mean, this is incredible. And she was so well received. She asked me ahead of time. She said, what should I pray for? I said, you let the Holy Spirit speak to you and tell you what to pray for.
Wow. Wow. That's always most powerful, huh? When you give the Holy Spirit place and space like that, that is such a blessing. But yes, you ought to listen to this, because the thing is, the bottom line of all this, Ted, is just like with Jesus. The reason it's so powerful, because it works.
Yes.
You know, you got blind men seeing. You got people who couldn't hear hearing. People who were stumbling walking. It is life-changing, isn't it?
Well, no matter, you know, there's a lot of bad news. I talked to one of my best friends, my roommate at boarding school before I went to college. And, you know, the bottom bad news we heard. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said the wheat and the weeds are going to grow up together.
That's
and
right.
He tells
and tares.
Not, not to, you know, well, it depends on your translation. Wheat, weeds, chaff, whatever you want to translate. But what it means is that at the same time as you got these vicious attacks, and there's a movie coming out, which is just most vicious attack I've seen on Christians. So when you get discouraged, look at movieguide.org.
Check it out. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Bure. God bless, Ted. Appreciate you.
God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.